Hello, welcome to the I Am The Code podcast. I'm your host, Mariam Jam. Happy Friday. Thank you again for everything you are doing for I Am The Code. It means so much to us here. You have no idea. I'm recording this podcast still in China with my dear friend, but I want to say thank you. The podcast is changing lives, and I want to say because of you, I can carry on recording the podcast, and I really hope it's changing many, many lives, because one of the things I've learned is that we are all in this together. I am because you are, but people are struggling. So many people across the world who are looking for content, connections, love, purpose, and meaning. And I just want to say, I am here. Thank you. Our season 8 continues with the team who is fixing the world. The podcast is really something that I believe now is shining light on remarkable individuals who are fixing the world. And as we embark into an inspirational journey for this podcast, it's really a journey. Honestly, I want you to go and listen very carefully, because my guest will amaze you. He's wonderful. He's extraordinary gentleman. He's dedicated to promoting dignity and challenging the caste systems in Nepal. In a world where societal divisions persist, discrimination, racism, lack of inclusion, selfishness, people thinking about themselves. So many things is happening across the world today because we don't want to work together. We don't want to recognize people. People belonging somewhere, the dignity doesn't matter. And my guest is fighting this in his own country, in Nepal. So throughout this episode, you're going to hear his remarkable work. You're also going to hear how he's examining the impact across his country, his society, but also now he's actually even looking into beyond Nepal. How are the caste systems affecting the life of people? So really, please join me to welcome my dear friend I got to meet here in China. His name is Pradeep Pariyar. He is a Nepalese founder of the Dalit Life Matter Global Alliance. And he's also a young global leader from the World Economic Forum. And the reason why it is important to emphasize that he is a young global leader, because the caste system of his country have never acknowledged him. But also, I don't think he knew he's going to become a young global leader. So it was really moving when he shared his story with me. Most of you know my love for Nepal. Nepal is a land of diverse cultures and traditions. It is also a nation that has grappled with social hierarchy known as caste system for centuries. We need to look into this. In my country, Senegal is the same. Many African countries have caste systems, and we really need to talk about it on this podcast, think about it, see what we can do, and I hope you can learn from my guest, because it is really, really amazing. One of the things I've learned from him, which touched my heart, actually, I could not sleep the entire night. I was like, wow, this is really amazing. The impact of caste systems is affecting all aspects of life, including education, employment, social interaction. We all know discrimination based on caste systems can hinder social mobility and really perpetuate inequality. And he said something so important today. He said to me, I'm a dignity defender. We have to find people who can defend our dignities. I hope you will listen to him and learn from caste systems across the world. Google it. I always believe when people search things and understand what they are, we can make a difference. Please enjoy my conversation with my dear friend. He is working really hard to make sure that many young boys and girls in his country have a seat at the table. Give them dignity and pride. And I'm very emotional about this podcast, because I think it's so unfair that people have to die, people have to be eliminated, people have to be set aside, and no one cares about them because of their DNA, because of where they were born. It is really, really unfair. Enjoy my conversation with my dear friend. I hope you will be inspired to do something better. Thank you so much. I will see you on the other side. Hello, everyone. Welcome to the I Am The Code podcast. I am recording this podcast all the way from China with my dear friend. I will introduce him shortly, but it has been an amazing week here in Tianjin in China, where the World Economic Forum hosted the annual summit for the champions. You know, each time I come to these activities, to these events, I would like to highlight some amazing people who are doing wonderful work across the world. And I've got my fellow young global leader from Nepal, Pradeep per year. Am I saying that correctly?
Yeah.
How are you doing?
I'm doing good.
I can't believe we are recording this in China, right?
Yeah. I can't believe I never thought about it.
I know. When I saw you, I wanted the world to hear about your story and the amazing work you are doing in Nepal. I've got a big love for Nepal and I will talk about it later, but I wanted just to share with you, just to get the audience to hear from you and hear your story, and hopefully they can learn so much from you. So welcome to the I Am The Code podcast.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you for hosting this podcast and thank you for your wonderful work. I congratulate for that. So my name is Pradeep Pariyar. Currently, I'm leading the Dalit Lives Matter Global Alliance. So I want to take you back in Nepal for you for some time from China so that people can understand what I'm doing and who am I. So my name is Pradeep. I mentioned about it. So I born and raised in so-called untouchable Dalit community. That's in the society in Nepal and South Asia. And these days it's traveling to globally. So I'll talk about that later. So I born and raised in Dalit community means I couldn't go to my friend home. I couldn't go into the temple. I couldn't enter the public places. That kind of situation. That's a horrible situation. Let me tell you a story about my own story. I born and raised in one of the villages in eastern part of the Nepal, and caste system was very deeply rooted in that area. So in our daily life, when I was a child, I got discriminated from my own teachers. I'll give one story. So I used to go to tuition classes to my teacher home. So one day there's a heavy rainfall. All of my friends, they used to stay inside the home, but I had to stay outside of the home. And then my body, my book, everything wet, but nobody called me inside. So even my teacher, even my friend, they even invite me in that rainfall time. And that day I realized how bad caste is. That's my first interaction with the caste. And it's very terrible. And even my best friends, maybe he used to come with his friends in my home, but I never entered his home because of my caste. So that kind of situation I came from. There's a long, long story, different story I can share. So that's why caste is now global issues. If we talk about the racism has gained comparatively global attention, but there is a lesser global attention in caste. So let me tell you about what is caste. Caste assigned by birth is associated with the notion of purity or pollution. And it's a unique phenomena within the caste, that's untouchability, which is really sad part of the caste. Caste involves the division of people into social groups. Caste where assignment of rights are fixed by birth often include occupation and are heredity. So that's the caste system. In caste system, there is a four layer of the caste. There's a top always in Brahmin, those who are priests. So Kshatri, there's a warrior, and third one is merchant, and fourth one is Dalit, so-called untouchable. There's a 30 million Dalit around the globe, and mostly in India. There's more than 22 million in India. And Nepal, there's 14%, around 400,000 Dalit in Nepal. And there's a Dalit in Pakistan, Dalit in Bangladesh, but Dalit in Sri Lanka. And same time now, this South Asian travels.
It's really fascinating what you just said. Just learned something. So what we're talking about here is the caste system in your country, in Nepal. Yeah. So you came from a caste system. So you were discriminated at birth when you were young?
Yeah, every day in my life. We don't have a choice in our birth where we born. Or Senegal, village of Senegal, or village of Kathmandu, or village of Nepal, or China. Nobody knows where we born, but this caste system, if you're born in certain caste groups, you will discriminate it based on caste.
That's unbelievable. So I think we'll go into detail into the caste systems, and I like the fact you are sharing some data around it. But when you were young, when people didn't want to leave you, won't allow you in their homes, how did you feel about that?
Oh my God, that's terrible experience. As a friend, we love to go friend home, want to play with the friends, but we couldn't because of our caste. And our society made this kind of misconception and they do inhuman behavior to a certain portion of the people, which is really sad. And then
You know, as a child, everyone has a right to play, hanging around with the friends, but we couldn't. So that's a, how to say, this is a natural kind of things for us because we never practiced. My father couldn't get chance. My grandfather couldn't get, maybe I don't know about my children, but until this generation, this is practice. So it's common. But nowadays, younger generation, they thought, oh, this is inhuman. So we are fighting against this.
It's really unbelievable. So your organization is called Dalit Life Matters.
So back in 2020, there is a 6 Dalit and non-Dalit young people killed in the name of intercaste marriage. So one of the young boy from Dalit caste groups, especially so-called untouchable caste groups, want to marry with a so-called high caste group girl. And they went to girl's home to bring her as a bride. But the villager killed these 6 young people. They are all under 25. They have a dream, they have an aspiration, but it's kind of massacre happened back in 2020 May. And then same time George Floyd case happened in US. So after that, what we realized, and I realized that we need to create the movement. We need to create the movement, especially those who can fought for these issues. So that's how we set up the Dalit Lives Matter movement. Initially, the Dalit Lives Matter movement. But later on, we thought this issues is not only Nepal issues. This issues is not only the India issues. This is global issues. That's why we set up the Dalit Lives Matter Global Alliance. So we want to work right now. We want to train 1,500 young people in Nepal, those who can fought against this caste-based discrimination, against this inhuman behavior. So that's what we are trying to do, number one. Number two, we are trying to create the alliance among South Asian Dalit-led CSO, civil society organization, who are working against the caste-based discrimination and untouchability. Third, we want to make this agenda global. So that's why we want to work in United Nations and other institutions to take action against this inhuman behavior. So in third, we want to work in 3 tier. So local level, regional level, and global level.
Wow, that's so amazing. I mean, it's unbelievable what you have been through. We're sitting here in China. You are a young global leader. How do you feel to be a young global leader amongst everything that has happened to you?
This is kind of surprise for me as a young global leader because I went to Harvard, I went to Davos, and I went to Geneva to attend the annual summit. And now I'm in China attending the annual meeting of the champion. So this is, it's kind of like dream. I never imagine about it because this is everything is like amazing for me. But same time, which community I represent and what happening back in home, that's trigger me a lot. That's deep in my heart. So wherever I go, wherever I attend the event or any meetings, I bring this agenda in the global arena. That's what I'm doing right now. For example, here annual meeting also. So I brought this caste agenda in annual meeting in China. So many people doesn't know about it. So global level, we need to educate the people. Same time, we need to share the information, what happened in India, Nepal, and South Asia. And nowadays in UK and US also, there is a huge issues. Mm-hmm. So Seattle became one of the city council passed the bill against the caste-based discrimination in United Nations. There is a next is California. So there is a huge momentum going on in United States. So same time in UK also, there's a lot of discussion going on about the bill, but that's not passed in the UK. So I think this platform as a YGL community also can support on this matter. And not only YGL community, other community who thinks about justice, human rights, they can support for this.
For the audience who's listening, they've never heard about this caste system before. They have never heard about why we're discriminating against people. I did a lot of work on Stop Asian Hate, for example. Mm-hmm. When George Floyd died, it was the same. You know, we black people also suffer from racism, discrimination. But it's really not the same as you are talking about because here, you know, it's a system that is discriminating you from birth. You can't marry the people you love. You can't go wherever you want to go because people are telling you, no, you are different. You are small. You are inferior.
Yeah.
You know, now we have maybe people listening to you, like I work with refugees and it's the same. People think they're refugees. No one cares about them. In your own expertise, what can we do as a community to support you?
Number one is to understand this. Try to read about the caste. So there is a wonderful book called Caste, written by Isabel Wilkerson. So there's other books also, Why Caste Matters. Dr. Suraj Jain wrote about it. So there is a wonderful volume of the books written by Bhimrao Ambedkar, who was the constitution writer of the India. And then he became a popular Dalit leader back in 1950s. First, I request our friends, please try to understand this issues about the caste. So educate yourself. Understand about these issues. Second, from your level, so what you can do, think about that. So I'm not asking for anything right now, do this or do that. So I don't have one answer for this. This is a huge issues, multifold discrimination. So I don't know if someone is entrepreneur or someone is leader or someone is head of the state or minister from this community. This community is really vibrant. So I know our community has a lot of influence in many places. So think about how can you contribute from your side. So I don't have one solid answer, do this or do that. First, educate yourself to try to know more about it. And then second, think whatever you can support, please do support. So that's my request. But I don't have any kind of request right now. We can't say in the formula, you know, this is a really, really challenging issue for all of us.
Are you getting a welcome message from people? Are you educating them a little bit? Do they understand?
Yes, that's what I'm doing. Wherever I go, I have one objective to globalize the caste issues. So wherever I go, I do that. So whoever I meet, I discuss about it. So that's my main thing. So even in the Davos, I talk with business leaders, some of the head of the state, some of the ministers from different countries, even entrepreneurs and World Economic Forum people. So my main concern is caste wherever I go. So I share about my story, our people's story, and as well as what is caste-based discrimination. So people try to understand this when they listen about the story. They always appreciate me, whatever I'm doing. So it's not only appreciating. So maybe time to invest on this cause. So maybe that's one of the way to support. And second is, whatever you can do from your side, think to contribute for humanity. That's very important. That's my message for YCL community.
So let's go back a little bit more about the actual work on the ground. So you said you would like to train 1,500 young people to go and become social activists so they can also, you know, do something in Nepal. What else do you need? Do you need to train them on what? Human rights issues, justice issues, technology now? Do they have mobile phones? How do you train them?
So that's the practical question. Thank you for that. So first, we want to select the 1,500 because there's a more than 753 municipality in Nepal, rural municipality. So at least we want to make 2 person, maybe 3, I don't know, one male, one female, or LGBTQI community. So at least representation from all community. So interesting thing, what we are doing is we are recruiting 60% Dalit and 40% non-Dalit young people so that we have balance from community. So non-Dalit, who are not part of the, who are oppressor, they also involved to eradicate caste-based discrimination. So, for example, we need to select them. We need to train them about the constitution, about the laws, about the human rights issues. They have a phone, but they don't have a smartphone. So we want to provide them a smartphone. We want to provide them a stipend, their transportation and communication. If any incident happens, they can go to a village and then talk with the community. So that kind of support. And then we need the venue for the training. So we need a trainer. So there's a huge investment. So we need a fund for that, which I don't have right now. So I have a vision for next 5 years, maybe 3 years, 3 to 5 years to create the 1,500 young people. as a dignity defender. Uh-huh. So we call dignity defender. So we want to create them as a dignity defender who will fought for the Dalit rights and against untouchability and caste-based discrimination. There is a huge scope to work.
That's amazing. Well, they are called the dignity defenders. That's amazing. I like that word, dignity defenders. That's a beautiful word. So, well, you know, in life, we all need dignity and pride,
yes.
Right?
Yes.
So is it why you're doing this? You want people to have dignity?
Yes, yes.
Do you think your dignity was undermined when you were young?
Yes, it's still undermined. Whatever I do, wherever I go, still people think I'm from that community. Oh, this person is getting the opportunity because he's from that community. And that kind of biases people have, which is not true. And then still our young generation facing similar problem. So that's why we want to create dignity defender who can fight for this.
So are you saying that, you know, even despite your success being a young global leader selected here, they don't think you deserve this?
Many things that way. I'm not saying all, yet many things are that way.
Well, I am so happy that you are having the dignity defenders trained. That's really good for the next generation. But let me go now back into something very practical. So let's say we all come to Nepal and support you in getting the dignity defenders. What do you want to get out of this? What is the outcome you want to really see in the next 5 years? Because this is very important. We can't have young women and boys being discriminated. So what can we do now for the future? Is there anything practical we can ask our audience here to help you with?
Let me first tell you what this dignity defender will do. So they will do three things. Number one, I mentioned about killing earlier, about a massacre happened, 6 people killed in the name of interclass marriage. If that kind of incident happened in their village or their community, they will go for justice. They will go to police station, they will make a complaint, and they will register the case, they file the case, and then they will support the victim family to get justice, number one. Number two, there is a lot of resources from government that's not utilized for this Dalit and underprivileged community. So they will ask government to make accountable, invest money for this poor people and Dalit and marginalized community, so which is not happening right now. Third is they will educate their peers, so especially younger generation. Because these all dignity defenders are under 30. So they are young people. So they will share whatever they are doing with their peers. If we are discriminating anyone, that's too bad. It's against the law. So they will share with their peers. These three things they will do in the ground level. That means it's creating the movement. So whatever support we got from anyone, or donors, or our friends, YGL friends, anyone, so we will invest that resources to these young 1,500 people.
Wow, that's really amazing. So you really have a plan for dignity defenders. That's really wonderful. So let me go back a little bit now to you, your childhood. So now you mentioned earlier that when you were young, that moment, maybe just one of them, but that really affected you as a human being. How are you dealing with your mental health? Because I know what it's like to be discriminated or totally neglected and rejected because of who you are or where you were born. How are you dealing with your mental health? And what can we do for these young people to really be proud and have self-esteem? Is it any plan you have to add mental health programs in your organization?
That's very important questions. So many people, when we talk about the mental health, so many people think they don't have a food for daily life. So my community, my people doesn't have a food for morning and evening, or they have only one meal for a day. So in that situation, while I'm talking about mental health is like far away, but in this time, mental health is very important. Even my mental health is very important because I'm dealing with multiple different issues every day. So as you mentioned, I don't have any exact plan for now, but I request my friend, YGL community,
and the audience listening,
or whoever has an idea on this, please support us. We want to know more about it, and we want to engage on mental issues and mental health. I think this is one of the biggest issues for us because we are traumatized from centuries to centuries. It's not only 100 years. It's 3,000 years exist from last 3,000 years.
Wow.
So generation to generation. So we need a healing process. So mental health is really, really crucial for us. So you raise important point, but I don't know what to do, how to do it. So I want to seek advice and support on this matter.
But the other thing is, do you think that these young people are angry? Are they angry?
Yes, because they are angry because they are against it. So especially from Dalit community people, they are angry. I think it's normal because they treated inhuman. So it's a very simple thing. Mm-hmm. If someone treats you inhuman, they can be angry.
Yes.
I think it's totally fine.
Absolutely.
But that doesn't mean it shouldn't be violence.
Yes.
So how can we resolve things in peacefully?
Mm-hmm.
There is a common ground in many ways.
Of course.
So how can we find out that? So that's important, which is not happening in our case.
No, you are right. But also you mentioned earlier, but we need to change mindset. I think in this case, we need a new consciousness. We need people to realize. And with the rise of technology and AI now, young people have mobile phones. Right?
Yes.
Now they can see that what people are doing to them is not fair. It's not just, right? It's absolutely not right. But do you feel sometimes people are tired in listening to these stories? Do you feel sometimes you, the dignity defenders, talking about the things that hurt them? Do you think there's a fatigue? People are tired of listening to it?
Yes, people are sometimes tired. Even sometimes I'm tired, you know? Yes, it's last 20 years I'm doing it. So people are tired and you got to blame from others. Oh, you are enjoying going to China or somewhere else or every week or something like that. And people are tired about it. But the fact is, still, caste-based discrimination exists. So our existence matters.
Of course.
So that's why I'm continuously working on it. So I request young generation, so don't lose hope. So we will create change in our lifetime. So that's why we need to work more hard, more smart ways, and in different approaches, so that we can create the better future for our next generation.
You're absolutely right. So it doesn't matter if people are tired, as long as you are working towards this and you believe in it. Are you really passionate about this?
Yes, I'm passionate about it. That's why I'm continuously working. Last 20 years, there is no rest for me. So that's my life goal. So because I burn in this community, well, I didn't have a choice to burn, but I have now choice to work for this community. So that's what I'm doing right now.
If somebody's listening here now and want to make a difference in your organization, what do you need them to do?
So this is not only one person fight. This is against humanity.
That's why you call it an alliance, right?
Alliance. So that's why I want to build an alliance. I want to support other people, other organizations, so that we can make a difference. So I request everyone, whoever listening there, support for this cause, support for younger generation who can fight for this.
I wanted to ask you a little bit more about your mental health and how you are working towards this. But also, do you know if there are any policymakers who is willing to work with you? Because this will require policy change in your country. The mental health policies in your country must really touch these people. Is anything else do you think the policymakers, not just maybe in Nepal, but across Asia, across Africa, when they're listening to this podcast, they're realizing, wow, we have really discriminated marginalized communities. We've let them down. What can we do? Anybody's listening as a policymaker, what can you share with them?
Oh, that's very interesting. Questions. Thank you for that. So caste is not exactly like caste. There's a issues in Japan. There's a Buraku problem. So Buraku community facing the problem. There's a problem in Senegal. There's a problem of Roma community. There's a problem of Gypsyism community. There's a problem in Brazil. So there's a huge issues of race in US and other part of the world. So there's a different issues and problems in this globally. And caste is dominantly in South Asia. So to resolve this issues, it's not one person job. So this is a challenge for all of us. We are in 21st century, but we are practicing inhuman behavior. This is like crazy, you know? You can't imagine in 21st century, someone born in one community facing difficulties, challenges, problems, and they couldn't flourish their own potential because of systemic barriers. So that's why my request globally, so let's make alliance. Those who are facing different kind of issues, people from Romania or Roma community or Gypsyism community or Buraku community or Dalit community or people from Senegal or any kind of issues. So let's make alliance and work globally. Especially you talk about the policymakers. So policymakers need to understand about the gravity of these issues. So usually these policymakers are not listening to the real common voices and people. So policies are there, but this is not pro-people policy. So how can we make the pro-people policy? That's also important. So ours and requests, United Nations also think about this. So globally, there's a huge issues about the cost and others. So how United Nations can make accountable their respective countries to formulate the right policies? Can I give you one example? So there was a global forum on youth policies. So United Nations can hold this kind of forum to make the policies.
But for diversity and inclusion, for example.
Yes, for example, diversity and inclusion is one of the important issues. So how all the policies can pro-people policy, pro-marginalized friendly policies, how they can ensure the diversity and inclusion, and especially in Nepal and India case, how they can involve this minority and Dalit people. That's one of the important things policymakers need to think and revise the policy. If there is a not policy, they need to make a new policy. For example, mental health policies and other policies.
No, absolutely. The diversity and inclusion policies are so important for this case. And I look at the case of refugees, like 100 million refugees. You know, the people are discriminating them because they are refugees. They just flee their country. I think we can include, like you said, everybody in this alliance. So we are about to finish your podcast. But first of all, I wanted to say thank you so much. I always celebrate people when they come to the podcast. I want to personally say thank you for what you do. Thank you for bringing this into our attention because, you know, many people listening to this podcast don't know about it. I'm interested in Nepal and the caste system, because I was personally discriminated in my country. So that's why I understand what you're saying. But now you are here as a young global leader from the World Economic Forum. And then, my dear friend, if you think about it very carefully, the fight you are fighting, the fact that you want to make sure people understand that the caste system is not good for the world. Many people are fighting, you know, about these issues in your country, across the world, stop Asian hate, you know, Black people being discriminated, women being discriminated because we are different. We speak differently, we act differently, we're born in different societies, not our fault really. But now you are here, you are a very strong man, a beautiful man, who wants to go and really make a difference because you want to use the platform the Young Global Leaders Community is giving you, the World Economic Forum is giving you, with all of our friends who are listening right now. We were just 100 of us here in China to share, to listen to one another, to participate, to collaborate. And I look forward to collaborating with you. But my question to you is, think about everything that has been happening. What would you say to the youngest Pradeep right now?
Thank you. This is one of the beautiful questions. I'll wrap up in a short answer. So my message for younger generation is, so don't blame the situation. So whatever situation we are facing, but we need to grow from there. So you came from Senegal and then one of the remote village, and then now you are doing amazing work. So I came from the one of the village from Nepal, born and raised in Dalit community. And now I'm in China and talking with 100 global leaders. And then not only 100, more than 1,500 young, not only young global leaders, head of the state. And this is not easy. So we can't get anything easy. So my message for younger generation, fight and strive for whatever you are desire for. Especially as a human, you have a responsibility. If something injustice happened to other fellow human, you need to speak for it. So speak about injustice. That's my message for younger generation. And last message for all of us. So Bhimrao Ambedkar, one of the great Dalit leaders from India. So he told educate, organize, and agitate. So educate, organize, and agitate. That's community need to do. So my message for all those who are discriminated based on caste, race, or gender, or anything. So please educate, organize, and agitate.
And can you say this in Nepalese for our Nepalese audience?
Antima chai shikshit hau, sangathit hau, ra sangharsha garau. Tesle nai safalta milcha. Mero naam Pradeep Pariyar ho, 20 barsha dekhin chai samajik kshetrama kriyashil chu ra adhikarka lagi ladi raheko chu.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, you've been listening to my dear friend, Pradeep Pariyar. It was my honor to meet you here in China. I think you are doing wonderful work. We at I Am The Code, we really do all we can to support you because we have people in our community who are very, very similar to your community. So, but they keep going. They do not give up. And I want to close, ladies and gentlemen, with one single quote from John Lewis, who really inspired me. He said, when you see something is wrong, you must speak up. You must go out there and tell the whole world, I don't agree. You are responsible for your mental health. You're responsible for what comes into your brain. Do not allow anyone on this earth to disturb your brain. And you are powerful beyond measure. Think about it. Go and Google him. Check him out. We're going to put some link on our website and on this podcast. Listen to him. Learn from him. Support him. Donate for his organization. We can do this via I Am The Code, or you can do it directly. Do not give up. Please don't. I'm signing off all the way from China. Thank you for listening to us. And again, thank you so much, my dear friend, Pradeep Bariya. Thank you for coming on the I Am The Code podcast.
Thank you very much for bringing me here. The pleasure is mine. Thank you so much. Dheri dheri dhanyabad malaya bolaunu bhayekoma. Thank you so much. Namaste from Nepal.
When I listen to what Pradeep have said, my heart is really with him. I really understand. It is essential that we acknowledge the efforts made by individuals like him. He is challenging and dismantling caste systems, making people aware of what's happening in his country. Activists like him, scholars and policymakers need to work tirelessly to raise awareness, promote inclusivity, and advocate for equal rights for all Nepalese citizens. But all African citizens, everyone in this world must have a right. The Human Rights Charter was designed to make us understand we have human rights. Everyone have human rights. My girls in Kakuma refugee camps know they have a human right. Although they are refugees, they know they have a right. As we conclude this podcast, it is crucial that we reflect on the progress made and the work that lies ahead. We all know when George Floyd died, there was a big problem across the world around inequality, racism, discrimination. People who know what they're doing wrong and keep doing it because of their privileges, because of their status in society, they don't care about other people. We cannot build a society that is fair, that is just, that is equal. We all close our eyes and do not listen to people like Pradeep. By understanding the complexities of caste systems and actively challenging discriminatory practices, we can strive towards a more inclusive and egalitarian Nepal. Nepal is a wonderful country. Thank you so much for joining this I Am The Code podcast. I hope his insightful exploration of caste systems in Nepal has moved you and has shed a light on a topic that deserves attention and discussion. I want to thank you so much for listening to the I Am The Code podcast. We are a very small team at I Am The Code, totally dedicated to making the world a better place by creating inspiring content for people who want to do better and be better. When you know what caste systems are in Nepal, in Africa, in the UK, wherever, you can make a difference. You can use sustainable development goals, for example. Goal number 8 is one of the goals that combat inequalities, slavery, discrimination. Please listen to it. Come back to you again one more time and take action. You can fix the caste system of the world. By just knowing it, by being aware of it, your behavior can change, the way you interact with people can change, and you can treat everyone like you want to be treated. One of the things I've learned this week here in China, we human beings are the product of our society. People need to actively listen and pay attention to what is happening across the world. And I think the more we do that, the better it is for everybody. Be strong. Do not give up. Keep going. I'm on my way to London. My son is graduating. I just have to say that. And thank you so much for all the love, the support, the kindness you've been showing me over the years with this podcast. I hope that this podcast will create something in you. Stay tuned for more thought-provoking episodes coming soon. But I want to say thank you so much for everything you are doing. Take this I Am The Code podcast as a class. If you are on the train, please listen to it. If you're on the bus, if you're going running, please do share it with your friends. The more you share the podcast, the better for us, but also for our girls. Thank you so much. I really value all of the support you've been giving us recently. Have a lovely weekend. Go out there and fix the world. But I just wanted to bring this sensitive topic of caste systems across the world, including Nepal, where my friend is running an amazing organization to bring dignity, pride, a sense of belonging, love, compassion, empathy for human beings. Those children did not ask to be born in Nepal. That's why we need to show more love, more compassion, more kindness to our fellow human beings. Have a lovely weekend. Thank you so much. Go out there and fix the world. Thank you and goodbye.